Hi, this is Chris with a special treat from the Odyssey Scrapbook. Today's show, East Winds Raining, is one of Adventures in Odyssey's most popular history shows. Let's go behind the scenes to hear about the creation of East Winds Raining. Here's writer Paul McCusker to talk about it.
Well, I was living in England when I wrote East Winds Raining, and as you can imagine, they don't have a lot of information over there about the attack on Pearl Harbor. It's just not as important to them as it is to us. And this was, of course, in the days before the internet, so it's not like I could go there to find out information about it. So I was wandering from bookstore to bookstore trying to find out anything I could about what exactly happened from minute to minute with the attack on Pearl Harbor. So I finally found one book in a bookshop, and rather than buy it, I actually hid in the corner of the shop with a scrap piece of paper and wrote down everything I could about the attack and the people who were involved with it. In fact, East Winds Raining is a code name about the attack that I then used as a title for the show.
Today's show was also the first one to feature actor Corey Burton. Corey would later go on to play characters like Crying Brian Dern, Walter Shakespeare, and many others. Corey remembers his first character.
I was playing the young Parley Bear, and I remember being a little concerned because Parley had his own southern western tinged accent.
After college, I went to Hawaii for a break, sit in the sand, soak up the sunshine. I got a job as a courier for the government offices in Honolulu.
So I was so worried that I was going to goof on the dialect, so I kept it very light.
You said the Japanese were going to attack on November 30th. Remember, did it happen? No.
There were other interesting people in the studio that day. Here's director Phil Lawler to talk about it.
East Winds Raining was a very touching episode, and one in which someone who actually lived through an historical event performed in the program. The actor who played Uncle Joe Fenneman was a colonel in America's armed forces and served his country with distinction in World War II. It was an honor to work with him. One other interesting little casting tidbit is that the lady who plays the naval station operator is Lynn Luttrell.
Pearl Harbor.
Wife of production engineer Bob Luttrell.
And speaking of Bob Luttrell, he put a little surprise in the show that you probably didn't notice.
I spent 4 years in the Navy as a radioman, and one of my jobs was a Morse code operator. In this segment, you hear international Morse code in the background.
I figured you boys here in communications would be on top of it.
So I thought it would be kind of fun to actually have the Morse code saying something. Now here's what the code is saying. This is Bob Luttrell sending code. Not very creative, huh? Anyway, after that, you'll hear a short break, and then you'll hear da-da-da-da-da-da-da, which means end of message. And then you're going to hear a series of da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. Those are Vs, which is what we would send before sending the message to another operator. Well, just thought you'd like to know. Over and out.
These are just a few of the talented people who make Adventures in Odyssey come to life.